With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And let me tell you, we're thinking about, like, we're talking about, like, what's that gone on in, like, the Bravoverse this past week? And I'm like, wait, Halloween was only 3 days ago or 4 days ago? Like, it feels like between yesterday and today with, like, Election Day, is it's been 6 weeks.
We still don't know. I think that we might find out during this podcast right now.
As Mary knows, like, I literally have turned my TV so that it's like I can still see it in the corner, like in my peripheral. So just in case something happens, I don't think we're going to find out. I think we're all waiting on Nevada and that's going to be the decider. And they're going to those Vegas girls. I don't know if you've seen the post that I put in our story, but there somebody tweeted and it made me laugh so hard. But it was basically saying, like, let me pull it up. It was like, heard the vote counters in Nevada are still in glam, and that's why they're running behind. And it's the picture of Dory and, like, from Beverly Hills, you know, when yes. She's going to Teddy's thing. And I was like, yep, that's what's going on. And I just feel, for me, it's been a rough couple of days just because I have so much anxiety. And I think that, you know, I'm like a masochist where I think, oh, well, if I watch the news, like, that'll calm me. But by watching the news, I'm giving myself more anxiety. And then I turn it off to watch something else. And I'm like, no, I got to go back. Like, I need to know what's happening. And so I just feel exhausted.
I didn't watch any news today because I had about 7 hours of Bravo to catch up on. So literally didn't turn on anything. Like,
good for you. I wish I could do that. I really wish. Like, there's just, I mean, all day today it was like, okay, I'm like in a meeting and I'd have like my work computer and then my personal computer like set up behind it. With like this. I'm like, oh my God, Courtney, stop.
Just can't stop. Exactly do that in my work.
No, you know, it's a little bit more difficult where you're at, you know. But, you know, I was thinking too, I was like, I don't even know if I want to do a pod this week. Like, I, you know, there's just so much that's happening. And then I was like, but this is like our distraction.
This is our escape. And you guys, I want to talk about Southern Charm. I enjoyed it so, so, so much.
I mean, that shouldn't be surprising.
No, it was good though. I was like all about it.
I enjoyed it. I was like, you know, I made that meme because I was like, I'm not going to watch Southern Charm. And I was like, well, I'm going to check it out. And I have to say, okay, I think premiere episodes, that Bravo knows what they're doing with the premiere episodes, especially because, like, with OC this season and Southern Charm, is COVID's like a big part of it and kind of, you know, like detours with what's going on and everything. So I feel like they've had so much footage that they're kind of packing in, even with Below Deck, right? We know, like, Below Deck COVID hits there too, which premiered this week. And it's like, so they're giving us all this good stuff, I feel, because we're clowns and they're going to keep us watching, even though, like, once COVID hits, we're going to be like, this wasn't a good episode. We'll try again next week.
Okay. No, I liked the whole, like, I feel like Shep is very much on a redemption tour. Like, this girlfriend, Taylor, is going to help him. you know, like he dressed up to see Patricia, you know, but he's still up to his old ways. He has this Dumb and Dumber party.
What was that part? I was like, half the people were dressed in glam and half the people were dressed in costume. And I was like, did something get lost in translation?
Unclear. I think it was just like kind of dress however you want kind of party. And then, like, he totally was trying to set up Madison again with the Peter Liz situation. I mean, like, the good old boys.
Peter and Liz, though. I need more
never,
Peter and Liz.
Like, they never die.
Come on, remember, though, Madison spread the chlamydia rumor last season. So I feel like Shep was like, bitch, if you are going to be a full-time cast member, like, we're hazing you. Is it right or wrong? I don't know. But I felt that for sure he was trying to set her up.
Okay. But – and also, like – you know, we're definitely supposed to like Madison. They're editing us to love her. Like, you know, she's really cute with her son. Like, she's, you know, productive. She gets up.
They're personifying her in a sense.
Completely.
Right?
But I don't like her.
No.
But I'm like, I know I'm supposed to like her. And she does. She seems like great with her kid. And like, she's so pulled together. And, you know,
she's also not a lazy mom.
She's definitely
she
not
have
a lazy
time for
mom.
It.
No. And I feel like then she like calls Austin, who's like fucking Craig's living with him.
First off, Craig had a flood. Okay. So let's give Craig the benefit of the doubt. He had a flood. He has asbestos. Okay. He needed somewhere to stay.
Which is fine.
And he was wearing, and he woke up Austin in his Patricia pajamas with no shirt. And like, Craig, how could you do this to me? ?
It gave me everything I wanted and more.
I think you're right, though, because we have to have – so I think Leva, is that how you say it? She's like Cam's best friend. And so Cam's not on this season, obviously. So
but
I think
they
we're
also
– like,
were they also kind of like – they're also kind of making it seem like Cam was like an undecided cast member at this point. Like Craig's like, yeah. I tried to invite her. Like I wonder what happened there. Maybe just like the contract didn't fall through and it was –
I think something happened with that rumor really, like, whatever, if it's a rumor or real, whatever. But I think Cam really got pissed that she brought that was being brought up on camera and just said, I'm not filming. I'm done.
And also, I love that Craigie was like, Catherine, no. Like, that is no. Like, you've just crossed the line way too far.
But I also feel bad. Okay, I know we're not going to like Catherine this season, right? Because this is why I think they're also setting up Madison to be the one we should like, because we're not going to like Catherine. And I don't think that Leva is going to be that big of a part of the show, to be honest. But I'm like, we also, like, Cameron also trashed Catherine for seasons. Like,
so you understand where this is coming from? Like, Catherine being like, well, I heard that Jason is having an affair on Cam. Like, just, like, drops it and was like, yeah, can I get a rum and coke, too? I'm sorry. What girl in her 30s drinks rum and coke? That's just, like...
Do you think it's, like, Captain Morgan?
I just, like, I don't know.
Is she 30 yet? I don't even
she's
know if
she's
30. She's
got to be getting close. 28.
She met Thomas when she was, like, 20, 21, who also... Guys,
was on the show.
Okay. That's not okay. And also Catherine's leather Spanx were also on the show. I'm like, she cannot quit them.
I know. I thought the same thing about the leather Spanx. And then, of course, Thomas was wearing fucking white pants.
I was like, okay, we don't want the moose knuckle, sir. Get us away from the moose knuckle.
But and honestly, like seriously, just that one scene, like the white pants, the Spanx, and then we had Catherine drinking
times.
On camera, and then we have the affair. I was like, this is just... everything I wanted and more.
Except horrible
people.
It gave
people, me everything
I wanted.
I don't
like these people. I don't like them. And then also, you guys, once John Pringle came on the scene, I was like, oh, this is Mary's March Madness winner. She is going to love him.
I mean, I've been following him on Instagram for a while. So, like, I kind of know what he's about. He's a really good singer. He's a really good dad. I think he has a drinking problem, though.
I think they all do.
And then, oh
my
God.
Every Bravo show, there's a drinking problem with at least 2 to 7 cast members.
When Shep went over to Patricia's and they got the sour punches, I did that too.
Oh,
I was just like, it was like in the same glass. I just felt really.
Do you feel, hey, then you should feel special or Shep should not feel special?
No, we should feel special.
Okay. Well, you should.
What
it was
else?
Good. I think it was good. I think that there's going to be some good drama again. Once it's like I don't care about Austin at all.
Well, That's going to be like the major storyline this season. And I also think that Madison has been dying to be on this show for years.
She's waited for that full-time cast member status and she's going to drop Austin because now she's supposed to also be into Pringle. And it's like, come on, you're not into him. Like, like the fact that she's with Austin, like, this is not the kind of guy that Madison wants. Madison wants a rich, older, not old, older man.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be doing hair her whole life.
Yeah, and you think she wants to be promoting trop hop?
No.
No, I agree. I honestly feel like there might be sunsetting a lot of shows after these seasons. I think OC is season. I think this might be Southern Charms. I think Vanderpump might have been last season.
Yeah. Like,
I think it's, and I, you know what? I think it's time because I will.
But give
tell
me
you,
a montage ending. A
right. Good like, let us have closure.
Let's say goodbye.
Ba ba do, ba ba dee dee dee. Just a slow mo of that. But I'm going to segue us because we got the screener, you guys, for Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Oh. And as you know, I was a little biased because it was not, you know, featuring my stepmom and her friends.
But you guys, it is so good.
It is so good.
Yes, we will be talking. It comes out next Wednesday. We'll be talking all about it then. The characters are fire. My number one right now
love Heather is Jen. And Jen.
Yeah.
Heather and Jen, you guys are going to love her. Bravo gave us the screener. And so then they had like a happy hour Q&A with some of the wives on Monday. And so so we were like in there and I was trying, you were kind of like asking questions. So I asked one that was like, oh, you know, if you were going to be a drink, what would you be like and why, you know? And of course they're all pushing. So Lisa has a tequila line. You guys, I don't think you're going to like Lisa.
I think Lisa's the villain.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to like Lisa. And Meredith, you might be iffy about. I'm really curious to hear everybody's thoughts on this because it seems like they're setting people up. Like, Mary is just going to be bash it.
It was so fun, though, to, like, get to know a new cast. Like, this that's hasn't happened I mean. In yeah. years.
That's what I'm saying. Like, when I'm saying, like, sunset these shows and then bring in, like, casts like this. And let me tell you why this is going to be a good season. These women know the game. So they said they've watched basically, like, all the Housewives. So they're, like, Housewife fans who've come onto this show and know what they need to do to make a good season. But it's not, like, overproduced.
The first party is a party.
Yeah. 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 And so, but it's, like, they are basically, like, they're excited for this. And it seems genuine to me, too. Like, I also was trying to get a question asked, so I put in the chat, and I was like, hi, I am Garcelle, and I am talking to Sutton, and I would like to ask how you made your money. And, like, we ran out of time, but I was like, please ask. But I'm so curious, and I just, you guys are going to love it. I'm also going because we got invited to this after the fact, but I'll be at the drive-in in LA tomorrow, too. So
say hi to Courtney.
Say hi from 6 feet away, and you guys are going to have so much fun with this season. I'm really looking forward to it because I feel like out of everything that we had to watch, we're watching this week, like, I was the most excited from Salt Lake.
My rankings this week go, mm-hmm. because we didn't get to talk Southern Charm last week. Yeah. Southern Charm was number one.
Wow. Okay. Salt Lake number two.
My number three.
I'm going to put actually Below Deck as my number two.
Okay.
We'll talk about that in a minute. I'll put Southern Charm as three. What's three for you?
I think three for me would be OC, four Below Deck, five Potomac.
Okay, so I'm going to put four is Potomac and five is OC. And I also wonder if I would have maybe liked OC a little bit more if we weren't in this week of already anxiety because I got so much from Bronwyn that I was like, oh, God, like I can't. As Mary said, this is going to be a healthy distraction to watch this show. And I was like, healthy? No.
Wait, but then also yesterday, huge news. Oh, huge. Erica Jane.
She'd just drop it there while the election was happening.
Erica Jane files for divorce from Tom Girardi. 21 years of marriage. She really just wants her privacy. We know there's not a prenup. I have theories. Do you want to hear them?
I would love to. Well, okay. So you first, before we get into that, though, you had a friend who was in Tahoe who saw the whole cast.
Now, yes.
Now, since that news dropped, did she mention, like, Erica did seem somber? Like,
no.
Was there, like, were they in Tahoe because they were all consoling Erica for what she was about to announce on election day?
No. I think it's super suspicious. Erica dropped it on election day. Clearly, she doesn't want that much attention from it.
Oh, she wanted it buried. Listen, Julianne Hough dropped her and her husband that they were like reconciled and then they were separated and blah, blah. She dropped it the day before. And I was like, ugh, Julianne, amateur status. Be like Erica Jane. Okay.
Okay.
Theory one.
I think it's just like they've been living separate lives forever and Erica's like ready to like have love again. Okay. I think they had a companionship. I think she could go two ways. One, like, it's going to be, like, really amicable and be like, Tom gave me this great life. Like, you know, I want to be set up for the rest of my life, but I'm not going to, like, rob him from all his money. Two, he doesn't have any money anymore.
Wait, so that's my theories. Is number two, the second theory is Tom has a bunch of lawsuits against him. Like people are suing him. And I think they're actually getting divorced so she can take all the assets. They're going to stay together, but she's going to take all the assets so that he doesn't have to give anything for that because he's had to give it all in a divorce that he doesn't have a prenup for.
Could be. No, that's.
And then because of COVID, they're going to just stay living together.
I also think that it's like, I think she's ready to have, like, a love and, like, okay, a sex 81. Life.
How?
And
does Erica Jane, does she not feel asexual to you? I don't
know.
No,
I think she's, no, I can see her with, like, the sexiest.
Okay, whoa.
I can
like, see, you think she has, like, a hardcore sex drive? Because to me, she does, it doesn't,
I like, feel her like and Garcelle will be manhunting.
No, I feel like it's Erica's love tank is empty and she just doesn't, like, I can't picture Erica Jane having sex.
No, but I also feel like she'll always take care of Tom. Like, her and Tom, like, she'll still see him maybe, like, once a week, go check up on him.
Out a couple of years. There's something else.
I guess time will tell. And
she
Erica.
She had everything. She had her Hollywood thing.
She secured her diamond. You know what? We haven't seen the private plane in a while. He's
I'm sorry.
Poor.
You think that Erica's going to give us a single detail about this divorce?
I think she's going to have to.
Mary, that's cute. Cute that you think.
She secured her diamond. Now she's out on her own.
Will it be expensive
she's gonna
to
drop
be her?
Girardi.
Ooh, you think she should? What if she drops Girardi and just goes by Erica Jane? Like picks up Jane.
I'm serious. Mm. Her and Garcelle manhunting all season long.
So, but like, okay, he was a storyteller. Like, I can't understand what happened there. You know, like I just.
They live two different lives. I think he didn't come to Chicago, and she's like. Oh. That's
she's like,
it.
And this is not all that jazz.
Roxy is
your Roxy Jane. I don't know.
Roxy is dead, and same with this marriage.
Oh,
when you didn't come, that was the coffin.
I didn't come. No, too far because she doesn't have a sex drive. Okay, I'm convinced.
No,
I would love to
like
know what
literally
other
you
think
make
that.
Up shit.
Okay, how do you know?
Okay, let's, you know what? I'm a betting woman.
Okay, Erica, please answer us.
No, she'll be out on a date in no time. Watch no. it. You heard it here first.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I actually don't think she's going to date on the show because I think she has a respect for Tom and there's something shady as shit going on. And that's
well,
what I'm going to say.
Hopefully we can find out someday. Should we hopefully. Talk? What else should we talk about? Below deck.
Yeah, but I just need to mention one thing. So Halloween was this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And I just need to bring up the fact that Brittany Cartwright, now Taylor, maybe Couchy, dressed as the Grinch.
And people were mean to her about her tummy, which I thought was really sad.
Well, that's like ridiculous. She's clearly pregnant, like whatever. Yeah. I thought it was just, it was a choice for me that she went full Grinch face makeup. Like, it wasn't the stomach that bothered me. You're pregnant. Cool. Like, congrats. That's awesome. It was the full look for me. It was a lot.
I think they were being mean because she still has 6 months to go.
Some people carry real, like, some people pop right away. I don't, yeah. Like, her being pregnant is nothing. It's, I mean, come on. Like,
I'm just stating
the
facts.
It was
people were being mean.
Well, that's, you know, that's taking, mine was just, oh. This is what we chose, you know? Stassi did where a baby was coming out of her stomach.
Yeah, that was, I'm so that over. I'm so yeah. over her, like, haunted shit. It looks like
side, Mary.
The whole Jersey cast was together. And, like, Jennifer Aiden Auden was, like, Jennifer Lopez.
This was, like, a week ago, though, this party. They were just started posting all the pictures together.
Oh, I feel like it's, like, the finale party. And it's also, just, yeah. I thought it was really funny because everyone was like dressed sexy, and then Teresa was like a loofah. Like, or like cotton candy, or like
cotton candy. You're right. And then she stole Sammy Sweetheart's line from Jersey Shore, and she's like, "I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet." And I'm like, "You're gonna take Sammy Sweetheart's tagline? How dare you?
Another Jerseyan?"
Yeah, that's just it. She took it too far. She took it too far.
No, okay, but let's talk Below Deck. I just thought it was funny. So, Below Deck, I feel like Lee fell in the shower wasted.
No, I think he slipped.
No.
Why? No.
I feel like there's something.
Okay, so I just want to get this straight. When I say something unfounded, I am just a liar. But
I think he was on the boat all drunk by himself and he slipped.
What's Lee's drink? Like a Corona?
Oh, no. He's like the rum and Coke.
Like, or like a.
He's like Catherine Dennis. Whiskey.
He's like
Catherine Dennis Rebecca.
Malibu, though? He's like a he's like Captain Morgan, meet Captain Lee.
But he would also be like the most interesting man in the world, like beer.
So he's drinking Tecate?
Yeah, could be.
I think he's a Corona guy.
Yeah, no,
I think he slipped. Listen, I have once slipped in the shower and I fell and I hit my eye and I had a Phantom of the Opera look. Just like I got taken into the guidance counselor's office and they had to ask if my mom was hitting me because that's how bad it was, and it was from the shower, from falling in the shower. She was also no I'm just kidding just kidding
I've never fallen in the shower
I think
yet.
He slipped. It's hot. Have you ever not washed your feet and like it's slippery if you don't have a pad down on the ground? I think he just had
I think he slipped in the shower after a couple.
So now you're calling him an alcoholic.
Yes.
Okay. Are you happy Eddie's back? I see this question posed. I am.
Eddie? Okay. Eddie? He reminds me of, like, he actually reminds me of someone from college. You don't know him, though. He's just, like, a little goober, kind of.
Yes. He's a dorky, like, doofball.
And I'm concerned. He falls so much this season. The Fallout Friday content coming out of that is going to be extreme.
Okay, we're worried about Lee's ribs. I'm worried about Eddie's ribs. I'm like, how does he keep getting pulled into the water? Like, it's not funny, but it's
I
so
also
funny.
Feel like he's super miniature.
Eddie's, like, kind of the guy that's, like, he was, like, dorky when growing up, but then he got, like, attractive, and so he, like, doesn't know. So he's just, like, a nice guy, minus the Rocky Laundry stuff where he's a gaslighter there. We're going to let that go. But, like, there's just something about Eddie, you know?
He's like your best bud.
He's my second favorite Eddie of the Bravo sphere.
Oh, who's your first?
Wendy's husband, Eddie.
Oh, definitely.
And who's my last? Eddie Judge.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Or Eddie Cibrian.
Mm. He's hot.
Okay, I thought it was interesting, too. Like, so, you know, this Avery kid, he goes away right away, like, with the COVID, or, well, what we think could be probably COVID. With
that
his
was
grandmother.
So, sad.
So is he just never coming back?
No, so I think he leaves. So they show us like these dates, right? Which is like then it's also like I'm like getting a little like because you know it's like you're showing us it's like the end of February and Europe closed way before we did. So it's like I'm wondering how long they were actually on the boat for because we spent.
But wait, where are they? Oh. I thought they're in
Antigua.
Antigua. That's okay, like
where's that BVI?
Yeah, that's like I always
Caribbean?
Think about no, I always
like
think
British
about
like Bermuda area.
I always wow, this is sad.
Hey Siri, where is Antigua?
Yeah, Caribbean.
Yeah, Antigua but wait, and Barbuda.
But that Antigua wasn't that girl murdered there?
Aruba, Natalie Holloway. Yes.
Got it. Okay.
I followed that case way too closely.
There was like a weird TLC special about it and those guys taking them to the bones and stuff. Ooh. No. Okay. They were liars. They were liars.
We've taken a left turn. Back to Below Deck. Anyways, I feel like things started shutting down a lot fast. Like the beginning, mid-March, things were shut down, right? So, and he says his grandma's sick. And she's not doing well, and they thought it was the flu, but it's not. And I was like, oh, God. I felt really, ugh.
Then it felt weird, too, because there was four on the deck crew, which usually aren't there only three?
No, there's always four.
Oh, okay. I was like getting all.
Come on, Malia, Pete, Alex.
Oh, got it. You're right. You're right.
And the other guy.
Rob.
Thank you. Yeah, there's always four.
Okay, okay.
Izzy is a waste of space. She's second stew. We like Francesca? I like Francesca. She's very, literally is. I was thinking she was a mix of Kate and Hannah, and she is, but I don't feel as if she has as much experience as Kate and Hannah did.
I kind of felt like Lee was also putting her through the ringer. Like, it was like he was testing her. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I liked that.
Oh, you didn't like Lee doing that?
Mm-mm.
Mm. Listen, I'm excited for this season, though, because I thought it was like, okay. And now, though, it's like, okay, who's going to get fired? Rachel. I'm worried for Rachel, the chef, because one, she got her stuff stolen before she got out there.
I liked her, and I like it when it's a female chef.
Yeah, but I think she's, well, and then wasn't it also, like, but she's a little crazy in the head. Like, she's short fused, which it seems like most of the chefs are, you know. But
I feel like I'd love to eat her food. Like, her talking about, like, the way it has to come out, it has to be, like, aesthetically pleasing and tantalizing on the taste buds. I don't think she said that, but.
I like that, though.
I don't know. I just enjoyed the way she
and
described it.
There's a vegan person on this charter, which these charter guests are so annoying. Like, why do you keep coming back when it's people don't say great things about you as charter guests?
They were
like,
the worst.
But I thought one of them was vegan. And she just, like, made vegan food like it was no big deal. And other chefs are usually like, vegan, what am I going to do? Wrap a tomato with some cucumber slices? It's like, she was like, no big deal.
But then she also was, like, serving, like, tri-tip. Not tri-tip. Flamingo. Right.
Yeah, I mean,
with the avocado puree, vinaigrette.
Get that right.
I love food.
I thought that I was like, okay, I don't think we have a crazy long season, though, because we spent a lot of time prior to them coming on. You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking there might only be three or four charters max.
Hmm.
And then
it's just like Eddie turns into like the real world on the sailboat because they can't get home.
Oh my god,
that would be better.
Stop getting polite and start getting real.
Yes.
Oh, I would love that. Close quarters. They can't. They just have to get drunk on the boat. They can't leave the dock. They just have to be there
calling for provisions.
Mm-hmm. Oh man. Yeah, real world Antigua.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Didn't they do like a semester at sea one?
Yes, they did.
That would be this.
And remember, Veronica was on it, and I remember she cheated and like copied one of the girls' papers and like got in trouble for it. She's like, okay, like you're trying to make me go to school. She's like, I'm on a reality show. I'm not doing work.
I used to see her a lot. The Veronica girl. Yeah.
And now she's in Orange County.
And then I remember one night I saw her in a bar and I was like, God, you look so familiar. Like,
you said that to her?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, did we go to college together? She's like, eh. I was like, you're a loser. You're from the fucking real world. Shut up.
It's actually Road Rules.
Yeah, that too.
Road Rules, semester at sea. And then she did the challenges. She's come back on the challenge. Listen.
She's really short.
Yeah. I need them to bring back Road Rules. I know we have the challenge, and I love the challenge, but, like, Road Rules, I can just remember I wanted to be on Road Rules so
bad. I wanted to be on all those shows.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I started watching them in seventh grade. Yeah.
My friends would audition, and they show me their tapes, and it's like, what? No. You would have never been. Like, oh, God. As a casting director in my head, I would never hire you.
Okay. Then let's also talk The Undoing.
Ugh. If you guys are not... Okay, first off, I got so many DMs.
All in. Yeah.
I got so many DMs being like, spoiler alert. I'm like, okay, guys, Elena dies in the first episode. The whole show is centered around Elena's murder. Okay, right. Don't yell at me for somebody getting murdered and that being the plot of the show of whodunit.
And also, I'm sorry. Like, there's going to be spoiler alerts about this right now, okay?
Because yes, fast forward like a minute or two.
It's literally also, it was on Sunday night and it's Wednesday. So you're going to hear
and
this
it's
on
a
Thursday.
Book.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So, okay, let's talk. So, possible suspects. We have Hugh Grant, Jonathan Frazier.
That's no. And that's okay. An absolute not. Way too easy. And I actually thought he was really convincing when he came to the cabin and was like, no, I had a fucking affair with her. Like, she went
he
crazy.
Was really forthright.
Yes.
Okay.
Talking with conviction.
Two, Nicole Kidman Grace. Could it be her? She's got these weird flashbacks, and so mm-hmm. I'm like, how does she know these things? Is it one of those things that she's, like, blacked it out?
It got, like, very, like, that Night of vibe. There was something very eerie this episode, mm-hmm. so.
Okay. Three. Okay. Their son. This is where I'm going with right now.
Oh, see, I actually, okay, yes, but I was also thinking, like, the kid, the cancer son.
The one who found her?
Yeah.
No, he seems genuinely scared when he found her.
Okay.
I don't think 10-year-olds are that good of actors, but then again, what do I know about murderer 10-year-olds? I think it was because isn't the other son 10? So
no, he's older. He's like 13.
So, but I think it's him because he found out about his dad's affair.
Yeah,
and no. I'm pretty sure Elena's baby is his. Is Jonathan's.
No. Yeah.
Okay, so that's three. Four. The blonde friend.
The lawyer.
That was Hugh Grant's lawyer for a hot minute and lied about telling that to Grace.
No, but I bet she slept with Hugh, too.
I could see that. Okay. Five. Donald Sutherland, who plays Nicole Kidman's dad.
No.
Why? Why couldn't it be him? He knows something because you're too famous to have a role as just the dad.
I guess we'll continue watching. Is it six episodes or
six?
Eight?
It's six. Or six. My final one. Six. Well, no. Second to last. The cop. He knows something.
I think he sleeps with Nicole Kidman.
I feel like that too because he's too famous also to just be a side character. He played Gianni Versace in The Assassination of Gianni Versace.
There's sexual tension there. Mm-hmm. I can feel it.
I feel it too. Okay, and then final seven. Someone we haven't met yet.
Which is going to, the like next
Which week, most likely is probably going to be that.
They're going to introduce her husband.
Who's her?
The girl that died, his husband.
Oh, we've seen him in bed with her, Manuel.
But, like, one time.
Oh, yeah. So it also could be him, but he said.
You know who he kind of looks like? That, like, really hot con man? Or that really hot.
Jeremy,
like,
Meeks?
Yeah, like the hot. Yeah. The hot. Fella. What is the hot? Yeah. He did, like, those piercing blue eyes.
Well, and you know that the hot fella married, like, a socialite in England.
Yes.
And so he's, like, they have a baby. He's, like, loaded. Listen. You too can find your own love after lockup. I've considered signing up for Prison Pen Pals, but they won't get any money from me.
Scott Peterson.
Okay, Mary? No.
He must get so much mail.
I think, isn't he married?
No.
Are you sure?
No, he's not. No
Mary,
way.
Mary, are you sure?
I swear to God, no, he's definitely not.
Mary?
Google it.
Okay, why don't we take a quick break? I'm going to Google this and then we'll come right back.
Please, I want to know.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, now on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Roosevelt, a glamorous estate in the French countryside. Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide a once-in-a-lifetime experience for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards, and not everybody has what it takes. You can watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu. Okay, probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have five different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on Me Undies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
Okay, Mary, where do you want to start?
No, I want to know if Scott Peterson.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. I just, instead, I got
He did not get married in jail. I'm positive.
Okay.
No way. I would have heard about that.
Peterson.
Married in jail? No.
Well, he's not.
I told you so.
But.
Like those Menendez brothers. They are, I think.
They're, yeah. I think. Okay. One of the things, like, what is Scott Peterson doing now? He's been incarcerated. He's went in prison's death.
He's trying to appeal. It always is just so eerie to me because, you know, his wife was found in that bay and he literally lives on the bay in the jail.
Well, he gets to look at it every day and think about what he did.
They have a beautiful view.
Well, I'm glad that they get that.
I'm not. Okay.
That was sarcasm on my part.
Okay. So let's do Potomac first. This is episode 14. And it just feels like we've just been kind of like waiting to go on the cast trip.
Why don't we go on the cast trip this week? We could have done it this week.
I think we could have too.
Yeah. Guys, I'm over. I cannot stand Candace. I do not need to hear her sing. She is not a Melissa Gorga. She is no Kim Zolciak. Like, who does she think she is?
No. However, I think she has a beautiful voice, and I think she is one of the. I think she is one of the best housewife singers of housewife history.
Did Wendy send you a Venmo?
This is your competitors, Luann. Best night of my life. I'll always see that show. Can't wait for it to come back. Mary fuck kill. I'll be there. Kim Zolciak. Not a hard competition. Two.
What? Kim?
Three.
Kim is the ultimate.
Melissa Gorga. Can you sing the song?
I'm on display. Each and every day. I'm waiting for it.
Okay, then we have Erica Jayne. Seen her live as well. See, Erica's, I love, like, Lou's because it's very silly and interactive in a show. But, like, Erica's, like, trying
slightly
to be.
Tongue-in-cheek, right? Or tongue-in-cheek, if you will.
Yeah. No, but like Erica's is like Britney Spears trying to be Vegas showgirl, like a legit, like Mikey wouldn't let her have a bad production, you know? It was like too serious, if
it's
you
like
will.
Pussycat Dolls, if it was just Nicole Scherzinger, but it's Erica Jayne.
Well, then that reminded me of another Gretchen Rossi did the Pussycat Dolls rendition.
Or did she?
No, she did.
Oh my God. Well, throw Dorit in there. Oh. You give Missy.
That wasn't horrible. Then we had, I'll never forget when Danielle went on Watch What Happens Live and with her, like, her lesbian moment.
DJ Tracy.
And then, I mean, we have Candy, who's legit. So I'd say Candy's the first.
For sure. Also,
the first.
Portia can sing, and Portia is a fabulous singer, too.
So I think number two is Candace, legit. The ICU remix. She's got signed to the label.
What label? Okay, I looked up Chucky Thompson, okay? And it said that he's with Bad Boy Records, which is like P. Diddy's like record label. I just don't believe it, though. Do they have like a DC component?
Is she still signed?
Like, I don't think she was ever fully signed.
Exactly.
Okay? I think she was featured on a Now That's What I Call Music 72.
I just, and it like, was, like, love when she got out that napkin one more time.
What that? Like, what does she do? She just keeps it in there.
Wait, and I had never heard this saying, may all your pain be champagne.
Yeah, Dorit gave that at the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion toast.
Oh, I thought that was very clever.
Champagne for my real friends, real pain for my sham friends.
Oh!
No, that's also a saying. I didn't just make it up.
I didn't think you did. I don't know. I enjoy watching Candace on this singing journey.
Mary, she's horrible.
Okay, let's go to the tea party. So it's Karen, Giselle, and Rob.
I thought we were in Giselle's house. It was so, the decor was so tacky. I was like, oh, is Giselle hosting tea?
I also feel like these women get together all the time. Like, this must be the cast that gets together the most in, like, large groups.
They're all friends, though, I feel. Like, but I'd say New York actually gets together way more.
I disagree. Ooh, okay. Okay, so it's Karen, Giselle, and Robin.
I laughed so loud when they, you can say it, but when they were talking about Robin's hatline, Giselle was like, what's the name of it again?
Embezzled.
But I love how they honestly, they just fucking laugh it off. They're like, yeah, that's my money, but it's called embellished.
And then Karen's like, I'll be nice about your taxes, because she's like, I've been through it.
Well, she's like, I'm going to be transparent with you. I read an article. And she's like, oh, that?
Yeah.
And then when Giselle was trying to play it off, she's like, I don't know. She owed like $1,500, like $4,000. They're like $90,000. She's like, $90,000? And then, so now Giselle is so... I'm trying really hard to want to continue to like Giselle, but she's so, like, Karen said it best when she said, I can always tell when there's something going on in Giselle's house because she really tries to stir the pot and put it on other people. And clearly it's like because she's dating Jamal. Hello. But like, she's like, well, Wendy said that you had to bail Ray out and that you want to be paid back. She's like, I didn't say that. And then I was like, Karen, you don't remember you had 9 fireball shots.
But what does that even mean to be paid back? Like, so I mean, obviously, like, Ray had the money, and then, you know, Karen's come into probably some money of her own, but I feel like they have joint accounts, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm thinking, right? Or was her money, like, her quote-unquote play money, and then Ray kind of, like, financed? I'm like, I feel like Ray took care of you, and that, you know, I don't think he... How much money was it? Was it 90,000? Did you pay Robin's taxes too?
I think it was more than 90,000.
I also need to know, I was like, Ray has his doctorate?
I was curious about that as well.
When, like, Wendy, of course, was talking. I don't know if you know, but Wendy has 4 degrees. Not 1, not 2, not 3, but she's got 4 of them. But she never talks about it.
What is, like... Okay, so, like, there's obviously a Juris Doctorate, which is for when you have your, like, lawyer stuff.
Yeah.
Then, yeah.
She has a master's, like, for teaching?
She has a PhD? No, so she has a PhD. So she has a doctorate in, I think, just, like, education, which, you know, so, like.
But she's also counting, like, her college degree.
So she has 4 degrees. So, like, my little sister, she went to school for journalism. So she has a B.A. in journalism, but then she went back to school to become a nurse, so she has also like a BS, so she has 2 right. degrees technically. Like, so, I have a 1 degree, and then I went back to school to get my teaching credential, which is like
a master's, so I have like, right?
No, it's not a master's, that's different.
So you have 1 degree, Mary.
Okay? I only have 1
degree and a credential. Okay,
exactly.
And have a college degree. And then I have a cosmetology license, so I'm a licensed college graduate. And you know what? I did once take one of those online free Coursera courses.
So. Oh, like what you should be when you grow up? Like a career
No. It's like a Coursera course. It's like, do you want to know about fashion? And I also am a graduate of traffic school.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So add that to my list of certificates. And... let's see. I also took the quiz on what Hogwarts house I'm in.
Mm.
So put that Slytherin right on my wall, okay?
Wait, I'm curious about, because like, okay, yeah, the PhD thing is like, you can get a doctorate in a lot of different things.
Let's just look. Wendy Osefo degrees. I'm sure she has a blog post about it somewhere. Now, listen, Wendy is very smart, so I'm not. So she earned a BA in political science from Temple University and an MA in government from Johns Hopkins University.
Okay, so that's a master's.
In 2012, Osefo completed an MSc, so it looks like another master's degree in public affairs with a concentration in community development from Rutgers University, Camden. And then she got her PhD in public affairs and community development from Rutgers University, Camden.
Oh, okay. So that's once so you get a master's. A no, she never said she did. Oh, her husband did. Her husband did.
Sorry. Okay.
I mean,
I think, yeah, once you get your PhD, I think that's just you say you have a PhD and you don't bring the other 3 up, right? Because if that's the case, I'm going to drop everything that I just told you guys and say, yeah, I have a degree and 6 certifications and 1 Slytherin.
No, I think it's just that. Okay, then
But okay. Also, it's very, very amazing.
Like, I don't have to do much more to get my master's. Let's just
you
say that.
You should just do it. Then we could call you Master Mary.
But then, and then, like, then, you know, above your master's would be doing the doctorate thing, which would just be, like, you know, some more than that. And then you write a dissertation and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes a lot of time. So, okay, it's time and? Consuming. I'm just, like, I think I think it's all about time, you know, okay. Time.
Listen, she did all these things while she was pregnant, too.
No, she did.
Proud
she,
of you, but I don't think, yeah. Like, you know, you and Karen are both on this show, and I don't think Karen has a degree. So
that was, like, pretty funny.
Okay, let's fast forward
just,
to
like,
that.
There's just like something that's bothering me, and you don't even have one degree, and I'm not the one to brag about my degrees, although less than 2% of the world has that. And she's like, and then Karen's like, I'm married to a doctor of business or something like that. And she's like, well, I'm married to a Juris Doctorate. And well, God damn it, you shouldn't be putting down people and lifting them up. And then Karen's like, I've been blessed with the spirit of common sense. And that is the saving grace. And I was just like, this is golden. And then Karen's like, well, you know what?
While they're all wearing Robin's stupid hats.
And Karen's like, well, you know what, Wendy? I'll show you what I did, okay? Because you were slithering into this conversation. And then they all just start slithering. And it was hilarious.
She's like, slithering? What did she say? She was like, no, I was,
No, they slithered into the conversation.
She was like, you were slithering. She's like, I was slithering, I was descending, but it's a different S word. It was like God, it's going to kill me. But I laughed when they all started just slithering out the door. Like, they were so far back. It was like Dorit and Glam in that photo, but just in moving.
It was amazing.
It was so good. Okay, guys, who the hell is buying embezzled? Who's buying this
shit? They're sold out.
It's so ugly.
I don't think it's ugly. I think it's cute.
You love a trucker hat, though.
It's not a trucker hat. Is it a trucker hat? I don't know. I think they're fun patterns. It's something different. I love wearing hats because my hair is always so wild and I can't control it. But then I also feel like the girls didn't take into account, like, their hair for wearing the hat.
Okay, Ashley's hair, she had the hat on backwards when she was slithering. I was like, oh, my God. It just sat on top of her hair.
Like, if you're going to do be a hat model that day, like, you need Giselle's hair that day. You know what I mean?
But you do not need Giselle's hair the day that Ashley came over and Giselle had a crimped ponytail in. And I was like, Giselle, like, are you doing it on purpose? Like, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I think Giselle's purposely messing with us with her style. What I don't like, though, I did not like that Giselle was, like, making fun of Ashley breastfeeding when she's had three daughters. And it's so it's such a normal thing. Like, what?
Yeah, I didn't mind it at all. I do feel like I actually got the goosebumps with Dr. Donna and Ashley. Like,
I was like, do I have depression? I was answering a lot of those questions the same as Ashley. Were you not self-evaluating?
No, I like got the shivers and I was like, oh my God, I just felt so bad for her. And I think this is like so common. And so common. I just like. She's like, I think we're both unhappy and he's like sexually is. And I feel like when she said, I feel like I'm a utility. And then the therapist said, oh, like for Dean, I think Ashley meant she was like a utility for Michael. Yep. She's a hole.
Which hole?
I don't know. I've never had a baby.
What?
No, because then the doctor is trying to be like, oh, like a utility, like you're for Dean, like, you know, like your boobs are for like feeding the baby.
I think you're right.
And not like, you know, to be used as a sexy thing. And it's just kind of weird that we sexualize boobs and then you feed babies out of them.
Oh, my God. And they're not even that cool. It's like every girl has them, regardless of size. We all have them. Boys, you have nipples, too. We'll try to milk you.
I saw. Meet the Fockers.
Yeah. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me? And honestly, maybe. Let us try. Boobs aren't cool, okay?
So, yeah, that was hard for me. But I loved,
didn't
you?
But come on, you were not answering those questions being like, sometimes, always. I was like, oh, God, COVID's getting to me. Like, I think I'm in a postpartum COVID. But it just, it did also feel very real. And I don't know, I wonder if Ashley knows this or not, because I think she's actually done a really good job this season of being like a fresh mother in a sense, like just having a newborn and like experiencing all these different things and kind of showing like
she has a pretty relatable story right now.
Yeah. Whereas like Wendy, who also is in that same boat, it's her third child. And listen, her kids, when they were doing their school picture poses, I was like, I love these children. They are so cute.
She's a really good mom. Like what mm-hmm. is integrity? Like just
I was so surprised they knew all of that. It was so sweet. Are you a follower, a leader? I'm a leader. Like she was like, no, I'm going to set my kids up for success and I'm going to always support them. But I just think with Wendy's storyline is it's like, again, she's like 2 weeks difference from Ashley, but Ashley's going through this for the first time.
And Wendy's storyline is about not disappointing her own mother.
Right. But Wendy's storyline is also 6 degrees up. No, I'm just kidding. She has 4 degrees, and Wendy just wants to be a broadcaster. And you know what? I would actually, as I've been watching all this election coverage, I would love to see Wendy on giving her opinion.
I, like last week, she was really motivational, I would say.
Mm-hmm. No, I think she has – I think she has great points. I would love to – and honestly, maybe she has been. I think she might be on MSNBC. I've been on CNN and Fox just switching back and forth. I don't know if I even have MSNBC on my channels, which is ridiculous. Oh, I but haven't. I think
I was watching
that
it last night.
Was Wendy on?
No.
Okay. So I think she would be a good broadcaster. I think that's the route she wants to go. Go for it. But I just think Ashley is so, like I said, she's so relatable and like so many people go through this. And I think a lot of, again, I'm not a mother, so I don't know, but I think a lot of mothers feel like shame in this postpartum depression or like they don't get diagnosed and they can't figure out why they're in like this state of mind. And so it's just, I find it really raw and refreshing to see somebody giving us this storyline and like letting us in that sense. Like Ashley's given us plenty of like, she's still stirring the pot, you know, but I also just appreciate this storyline from her.
I'm excited for her to leave baby Dean for 4 days, get some time for herself, going on a girls' trip. Nobody knows where they're going.
When she pulled that flag out and Candace said, China? I was like, Candace. Candace. Like, Wendy. And then the rest of them just were like, I'm not going to say anything because I don't freaking know. Except for Wendy, who knew it was Portugal because she watches soccer.
And how refreshing was that? Because you're like, the girl with 4 degrees knows the flags.
Okay, so she earned those.
Yeah.
But she didn't know it from school. She knew it from watching soccer with her family.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. She was like, soccer. And then she was showing us how to kick a ball. You didn't see that part?
Yes. Okay. So then the big bomb is that Monique countersues Candace. She's not invited on the cast trip.
Good for Monique.
Candace can't believe it. She's never met such an arrogant, evil, sociopathic person in her life. The only glimpse we get of Monique this episode is her micromanaging Chris and the kids to get them out the door to school.
Micromanaging? Wow. So you have like a lot of hate for Monique. No,
so she was being really passive aggressive towards Chris about the water bottles and the mac and cheese. And he was just trying to help. It seems like a stressful morning in the house.
To me, I was like, I think Monique needs a nap. Monique needs to hire a nanny.
Yeah.
Or an assistant. Like she needs
just to call Bronwyn.
Yeah.
She has two.
A child?
Oh. No, the nannies.
Oh. Doesn't somebody have like 4 nannies?
Bro?
Camille did. We've been watching the first season of Beverly Hills for Patreon, and Camille has 4 nannies. So yeah. Maybe she still has their phone numbers.
You guys support our podcast and join our Patreon. Our podcast. And you can also book a cameo. We will send you a fun, silly birthday message, anniversary.
Mary loves doing a cameo.
They're very funny.
Yeah. She's a cameo star, if you will. Five stars for that cameo star.
Anything else to report on here?
So I do want to say, so Monique, I believe it was Monique that posted. So what I thought was funny about Candace being pissed about this being countersued, she's like, she's such an idiot. She's listening to what her lawyers are saying. I was like, well, isn't that what she should do? And then Monique posted basically that she posted the email that said, well, we saw the footage and we're dropping this. So the footage from Bravo actually helped Monique not get fined, go to jail, whatever it was. And that to me just kind of made me laugh because it was like, oh, so Candace, when you didn't take any sort of responsibility with your therapist, yeah, you should have.
I am so curious who will be the cast next season. We're going to get Robin, Giselle.
I think Monique's gone. I think Monique, I just can't.
Will they keep Candace? She's so unlikable.
She's so unlikable, but not in like a fun, like not in a fun way. I don't know. I don't think they need to keep her, to be honest. I think
will they we're going to find Wendy?
Yes, Wendy will come back. Okay. I think Wendy's good, and I think
we'll get Ashley.
Oh, for sure. I think the cast will stay basically the same. I don't think Monique will get fired. I think she'll quit.
Oh, good point. Good point.
I think she'll come to the reunion. If it's going to be in person, we'll see, because
that's got to be coming up.
It has to be, because Atlanta starts on. They haven't already done it, have they? No. It must be coming up this month.
Any day now.
Because the finale.
Before Thanksgiving. It's the 14th episode, but they probably have 18 episodes. And then 18 or 19 get to 22 with all the three-part reunion.
Wow. Yeah, let's see. Yeah, because I bet they don't do it this
week. Okay, wait. So
they do it next week.
We only did in-person for Roni, which they were all in New York, kind of, though. This one, so it's like, is Andy going to fly?
It's a quick train ride, isn't it? I also, though, don't think, like, I feel like when he does Potomac or he does Dallas, because they're like the newer ones and people, I don't know. I could see it going two ways. To me, he doesn't put as much effort with Potomac and Dallas.
Agreed. He doesn't actually watch.
But because, like, there's not a lot that's been going on and, like, we have only seasons here and there kind of thing, I could see him doing it. But if numbers continue to rise, I could also see him being like, no, we're doing it on Zoom.
Well, it's also interesting, too, because, like, he's been doing Watch What Happens Live, like, back in the clubhouse, which is completely unnecessary since they don't have the guests come in. So
I know. And then I thought, why wouldn't you just turn a part of your house into, like, I know he was doing the clubhouse, but, like, you could probably just redo this in your own house so you don't even have to go. Yeah. I bet he likes going in, though.
Maybe. I don't think he owns his house in the Hamptons. Maybe he was, like, subleasing, and that's he had that all set up there. And then he had to come back to New York. Yeah.
Oh, you're so – Mary, I think you're right.
I'm real estate worth, you know.
Okay, anything else about
– I wonder – I don't think he, like, has that much money.
You don't think so? Why? Mm-mm. I think he does.
I don't. I think he's the face of the network. But
I think he doesn't make as much
net worth.
I think he doesn't make as much before, because when he was the EP, I think he was making more. But I think I bet he makes I will say he makes double digit millions every year.
Andy Cohen net worth.
We're doing a lot of Googling tonight. A lot of Googling.
Okay. The first question is, does Andy Cohen own Bravo?
Well, does he? No,
according
it's Johnny Bravo.
To E! News, Andy rakes in a cool $2 million a year just as a host for Bravo's Watch What Happens Live. That doesn't include his credits as producer, radio host, blogger, and more. But how come he's renting in the Hamptons, though? Poor.
I think because he has famous friends who own, like SJP and Jimmy Fallon. Like, these are all his friends. And maybe he just doesn't want to own it. Maybe I think because I don't know if you've read any of his books, so I've read them all.
I did. I read
And so I think he owns a prime real. No, it's very
trash.
It's fine.
I love the guy.
Wait, also, did I push for Matthew McConaughey's book last week? Green Lights?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure everybody's going to listen to it on Audible. It's so freaking good. You said the wrong. Okay, now we're back. Yeah,
that's why I knew we talked about it.
Okay, but Andy in one of his books was saying he like wanted to buy the apartment above or below him or something to go in, and that's got to be a hefty penny. So I bet he just like stays with his rich friend. That's what I would do.
Yeah,
save my money and use theirs. You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get into the anxiety that is Orange County. Oh, my God. Guys, Bronwyn, get off the show. Leave the party. Go take care of yourself. You need the time away.
Okay. So at first I was kind of like, you know what? I think this is going to be like an interesting journey because I thought she was more like a drinker that like always like every single time she drank, she overdrank. But like she was kind of like a weekend drinker. And I don't know. I just thought it was going to be interesting. She does not have a handle on this at all. She's claiming. I also think that she could be claiming more than what really happens. I feel like Emily kind of questioned that this week as well. Like the drinking in the closet. I don't know. She's whatever. You can have your journey. Good if you want to have your sobriety. Like that's your choice and, you know, and your choice to keep yourself healthy, especially for your family and your seven children. All that's all great. But you're making everyone miserable around you, which is
you're
not
making
so
your
great.
Problem everyone's problem.
Exactly.
And you can't expect, like, for me, I think what now, and I'm again, good job. You're going to AA. You're going to two meetings a day for every day for the past 30 days. Good for you, you know.
Also, like, lucky for you because most people wouldn't be able to do that because they have to work all day, take care of their kids, and do dishes for six children in a townhouse, you know?
Gina, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so – and I'm fast forwarding, I know, but something that bothered me was that when she wanted to talk to Gina and she said, would you come with me to a meeting and then we can get coffee? And to me, I think that's putting a lot of pressure on somebody. Grant, I know Gina told us that her dad's like, an alcoholic. I don't know if maybe she went to meetings with her dad and so she like understands all of that. But to me, I felt like that's a lot of pressure to put on someone because if somebody asked me, I don't know that I would say yes to that because that's not a part of – like I'm – supportive that you're going through that journey, but I don't know that I want to go. I don't that I want to be part. Well, I make me think of Jax going with Laura Lee.
You're obviously going to like a really intense meeting and whatever, you're trying to support your friend, but then like your friend's also trying to like, I think Bronwyn is trying to manipulate her, like, see my journey, see it, feel sorry for me, and then like, so Gina like can't like be mad at her after the meeting type of thing. It feels like
a crutch a little bit.
Yeah. Feels like a manipulation move. And I didn't like that. I really didn't like that.
Yeah. I also didn't like that she called Shannon's boyfriend's son, hey, lemonade boy.
Okay. I mean, they've always kind of showed this, like, oh, like her at restaurants, like, oh, only bubbly water, not flat or whatever it is, and like kind of being pretentious. And then this poor Sean, he deserves the world. He like totally steps up for her and she's just yelling out lemonade boy and he's like going in like being her bitch and getting Gina to bring her outside.
Well, and then he's, like, running after her after she's ran out of the party Tamara style. He's got, like, a drink in his hand running after her. It's like – and is like, oh, I think you should go have a one-on-one. Like, I think we've left the party. We need to leave the party. We live down the street. Let's go home. Like, her coming back in and being like – like, so she talks to Gina. And then Gina's like, okay, like, I don't want this to be weird, but, like, this is going nowhere. And then she walks back and says, can I talk to you? And I'm like, what, are we on The Bachelor? Can I talk to you for a sec? Like, it was like –
and then Kelly was like, hey, I know she was trying to keep it light, but it was like, she's like, hey, do you want some tequila? Why are you such a quitter?
Kelly's such an asshole. And then she's like, I want to just drink anything, like more than anything in the world. And I was like, Bronwyn, like, again, I'm 30 days is amazing. She said she's at like, what, 280? She's probably at 300 now. Good for you. But again, broadcasting it out there is like, I just feel that you want a reaction from people that you're not necessarily going to get because we can't control what other people do.
I'm freaking poor Sean. Like, they walk home. She's on the treadmill, like, freaking out, trying to go to another meeting. I mean,
when am I going to feel normal again? I was like, oh, my God.
And he's, like, so supportive and nice.
He
like,
also looks, like, a little scared.
I mean, she's unraveling. It's quite sad. Maybe the problem was worse than what we saw. I don't remember her, like, being, like, I guess maybe
well,
I'm not.
Well, that's the same. Like, next week, Gina even says to her, like, well, you were sober there. She's like, no, I wasn't. She's like, yes, you were. She's like, no, wasted. And I'm like, but, Bron, we've also seen you wasted.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell happened in Miami, okay? What?
No, yeah, something happened. Okay, let's think about last season.
We saw her, like, no, but we would see her wasted,
Like oh, when they went to San Diego.
But I mean,
what about when they went to Arizona?
I don't know, but remember in Miami last season too at 11, remember she was like doing the Camille dance. Like, I feel like when she was wasted, we saw her wasted. And again, I'm not calling out her sobriety. A juror did DM us that says that she lives in their neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And shares a backyard fence and once heard a producer and Bronwyn talking about exaggerating the storyline a little bit. And listen, again, I don't know the full details, and that's just, you know, what was said, and that's, you know, who knows? But I feel like since somebody told me that, I was like, that is the automatic truth.
Well, and I also know, like, I always trust Emily's opinion.
I didn't like when her and Kelly said that they thought Bronwyn was better drunk, because if she's, you know, she's struggling, and I don't think that was cool.
This whole thing's so fucked up.
This is why I'm like, oh, I don't really, like, I don't know that I want to watch a season about this, because it's too polarizing.
You want to see more of Kelly asking Shannon's dad if his penis still works, because Rick's 60 and Diane, you know, is she still getting laid?
Okay. I don't want to see any of Kelly, really. It's so annoying for me, because she makes good TV and she's really fucking funny sometimes.
She's like calling Elizabeth fat as fuck.
And they showed pictures and I was like, wait, is this when Elizabeth's fat? This looks like her now. Like, I was so confused. Like, wait, is she fat? Like, what? I also need to know what this no one cares branding that she keeps wearing. Is it her clothing line? It's supposed to look like number 5 Chanel, but it's no, like, number.
Uh-huh.
No one cares. Oh, it's supposed to be like Chanel number 5 kind of thing. And I don't get it. I'm like, is this her clothing brand? She's worn a shirt of it. She now had a hat on this week.
Oh,
and the money's worth it. Can't talk about a gag order. Like, I don't like Elizabeth.
Very weird. Fishy about her. I do, though, like, love that they all live in the same community. It does make it pretty fun.
It's
like,
very desperate housewives.
No, like, from so Shannon's like house.
It. Wait, so you liked the bicycle built for two?
I loved it. I loved it. And I also loved that, just like, you know, Emily and Gina were having cocktails. Bronwyn calls, hey, come on over. And then even just like Bronwyn walking in from Shannon's house. Yeah, I don't know what I said.
Gina. Sorry. Oh. Gina's look this week, I was like, okay, Gina loves a Brandy Melville.
Mm-hmm.
She loves a Steve Madden combat boot. And then she also loves, like, Avril Lavigne. When her hair was in the pigtails and she wore the skater hat.
Does she still love Matt?
No, and I want to commend Gina for the good relationships that she has with him, because I was thinking about, like, man, like, what a good mom that she really does put her kids first. Like, I felt when she was saying, like, they live in the same neighborhood, the girlfriend, that she's like, yeah, she can pick up my kids. Oh, yeah, come on over. Like, she treats her, like, well, and
inviting her to Sienna's birthday.
But did I laugh when she was like, I don't know why you'd want to date that asshole. He seems like not a good catch, but hey, you do you kind of thing. Like, it made me laugh. But I thought Gina was so polite and doing and was really taking the high road.
Yeah, that was it's oh God, it's hard to watch, Gina. It's hard to watch her.
Yeah, I don't need her on my screen. Yeah. I don't need her on my screen, you know? And watching her curl her hair, I was like, oh, God, Gina. And she's like, oh, I got this new curling iron. I'm like, so you got a wand, and it's not good. Just get rid of the extensions. Help us help you.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so then what else happened? Elizabeth once again. She likes to bring it back to herself, but I know Elizabeth's sister struggles with addiction. So Elizabeth, you know, has a story of doesn't everyone have an alcoholic or someone that struggles with addiction in their family or their life? I don't know. I think that's kind of normal.
Sure.
I do. I think most people know.
If you don't know who it is, it's you.
But, you know, doesn't everyone have an alcoholic in their family? So Elizabeth starts talking about how they used to, like, go into the dumpster of Walmart's to get, like, meats and vegetables. And all I could think of was Tiger King, because they said this in Tiger King. And you guys know I think Elizabeth is a con artist. I think she took that from Tiger King.
So you don't think she ever did that in her life?
No.
You think she's like,
I think she watched
good one,
Tiger
good
King.
One, Joe.
Yep.
I do.
So she's lifting parts of people's lives for her own.
Yep.
Okay. Okay.
I do.
Not against
it. I wonder if we know about the settlement. That would be public record.
Well, yeah, check it out. See if you can find it. Let's see. Going back to the party, too, I was laughing when they were like, ugh, you know, you're going to have to drain that pool. It was like a plastic glass.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
And then, like, freaking John's daughter, Juliet, had to, like, dive in for it.
I think she just used a pool net.
Yeah. That's true.
She had to dive in. I laughed at the end, too, when Shannon and John are, like, talking. She's like, I don't want to be, like, so Bronwyn, okay. Also, this should be a sign of why Bronwyn and Sean are having whatever they're having, because they're doing a vow renewal.
Oh,
don't
that,
do the vow
kiss
renewal
of
on
death.
Television. Like, hello, kiss of death. Shannon, Vicky, people on your show have done vow renewals, and it doesn't work. And then I'm thinking, I could also see Bronwyn being kind of like a little calculated and being like, vow renewal so we can get divorced.
Sign me up for the kiss of death.
And
but then, like, this week they're, like, posing together. They're, like, they're just throwing us off. I feel like Sean doesn't have a backbone with her. Like, it's, like, whatever she wants.
Are you on my train that he's only had sex with Bronwyn in his life? Like, he lost his virginity?
Yeah, I can see that.
You're here now?
Okay, I got
thank
it.
You. Okay, perfect. So she was, like, well, we invited Shannon and her boyfriend and all the kids, so I want him to come. And Shannon's, like, whoa. Like, what the heck? Like... Shannon's like, what the? You called me a liar. Like, I've been so happy to support you in your journey. And then you're like throwing me under the bus. Like, what the hell?
I
do not like being called a liar.
I thought Shannon looked really, really good when she was sitting down talking to John at the end.
Looks
like her old
backyard.
Self.
I wanted that backyard with that outdoor fireplace, the outdoor couch. Like, it looked just so nice. Like, Shannon, how much do you pay a month?
20. 15.
That's Bronwyn. I know
15,
you said maybe
15.
12 last week.
12 to 15.
Okay. Okay. Also, I didn't know that Bronwyn and Sean were Jewish because they gave Kelly a gift of the mezuzah.
I did.
You did know that?
I did know that. I don't know why.
But I thought she was like, a mezuzah. Like, mezuzah. She's like, yes, a menuna. Like, okay, I'm going to go hang it. I have one on my house.
You do?
Yeah. It's been there since I have lived there.
Oh, funny.
Mm-hmm. Do you have... I'm assuming you don't have one.
I don't.
I guess Sean didn't gift you one.
No, I didn't get one from him. Elizabeth Vargas, they're saying $30 million. I don't believe it, though. She probably wrote this article.
How much is Elizabeth Vargas worth by Elizabeth Vargas, as told to from Elizabeth Vargas?
You guys, I'm really deep diving.
Wait. Okay, guys, can I give you an update of a text I just received from my mom?
Yeah.
Courtney, oh my God, I forgot to tell you. I read that Erica on Beverly Hills is getting a divorce. Maybe you can talk about that on your podcast. Okay, she'll tell me. She texts me things like days later. She's like, Courtney,
Rinna's
not back
important.
In the cast. I heard people are upset with Rinna from last season. Oh, they're in talk. She goes, how do you know that? I go, oh, well, we saw pics. She's like, well... Her and Erica, I heard they're on the outs. I was like, well, they're coming back for something. She's like, well, Facebook says different. She always gives me... Also, wait, did you also hear, too, that there's this rumor from Halloween? Again, I know it's so long ago, of Harry Hamlin, Amelia Gray, and Scott.
I'll hook it up with Scott Disick. I can believe that.
I believe it. Her, like, stalking him. I don't think so.
Oh, I do.
Lisa was probably in the same circle.
Yes.
Lisa was like stalking Getty Images and was like, oh, I saw a pic. And then she sent it straight to like TMZ. It was like, listen, this is an anonymous person, but it's me, Rinna. Post it.
She's the leak. She's the Radar Online leak.
Yeah.
The other Lisa.
She'd probably trade in Thanksgiving with Kim Richards to have Thanksgiving with Kris Jenner.
Yes.
But I'm like,
Hustle Lane.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I feel like you're still looking into
I just wanted to find something that said less than $30 million, but it's not coming. It's not what I want.
Okay, but I'll find it later.
So is it fact? Maybe. But are we going to prove it wrong? Probably. With no other, nothing to base it off of.
No.
Did you also like, so do you like that they're, the new Trace Amigas might be like Emily, Shannon, and Gina? Because Emily was like stoked she was included on a group text.
Emily is really fun. Emily, that new hip is serving her right. I just feel like they're all in a super great place, but you can already tell, like, they're already setting up Kelly to be like, coronavirus, I don't have it. Have a sip of my drink. Like,
Corona Del Mar virus. It's a right. city down here.
Yeah. So.
It's just, yeah. Which is fine. Bye, Kelly.
Yeah. Anything? Like, okay, we had the bike ride.
I know. I'm like, I feel like there's something we're missing. I do want to say that Rick, that Jean's girlfriend, Diane, literally it looks so much like Shannon. It is crazy. Like, they have the same face shape. They have, like, the same hair color. Like, I bet they go to the same salon. Like, I was like, again, we need Diane on the show.
No, Diane doesn't do it for me. You know who does it for me, actually? Rick Leventhal.
Rick? I was kind of liking Rick Leventhal, too.
I loved him. Like, I mean, he's a yes man.
He's a yes man.
Is he Kelly's bitch? Quite possibly. But I also think he just does it, like, because it makes her happy. And, like, she does stuff for him that makes him happy, too. Like, have sex with him and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, do they have sex?
They have a couple times.
God, just, I wish you'd mention it just once or twice.
It's off the charts how they bang.
I feel like if you have to tell us that you're having that kind of sex, that Rick has a micropenis. And they don't have sex at all. I feel like if you're talking about your sex life, like, you're not having the sex
life. I think Kelly's, like, just maybe, like, I can't believe that he's 60.
I guess so. Can't believe it's not butter. I can't believe he's 60.
I like them together. I don't hate him.
Say, watching them together, I was like, actually, they seem like they have a really nice relationship with each other. And, like, it works. And I felt watching them that he was, like, a calming presence for her.
I agree.
Now, we know what happens, so she's still crazy and batshit, but I think she's found a partner that is not so volatile like when she was with Michael.
Yeah. I think they're going to last longer than I suspected.
They could go right off in the sunset. We'd never have to hear from them. They could live a happily ever after.
And Jolie got into the hardest high school, but it won't go.
Because no, Kelly wants her to go the easy one and do better than ASU. Makes sense. Okay, maybe she wants to be a sun devil. You never know.
Makes sense.
Anything else you'd like to mention?
Oh, I did think it was funny that Bron was like, well, I'm just trying to potty train and be sober. But then her Ted, like, came out and was like, I went to poo-poo and got an M&M. And it's like, Bron wasn't part of that process. So someone else was.
Listen, I wonder if Bron was doing damage control, like, if this is going to be... I don't know if this is the season how she wanted it to go. Like, how, like, expectations versus reality.
She was unlikable this episode. But, I mean, good for her. I haven't been sober for 288, 300 days. So, like, I don't know what this journey's like, but everyone else is seeing it.
Yeah. I just think for me, I want, like, Bronwyn is clearly, like, this is a big deal for her. Take it off camera. Treat yourself. Like, again, we mentioned this last week. Don't go to parties where... Like, think of any housewife cast. Who doesn't drink?
Shane.
Okay, I mean, actually, like the cast members, though. Like, I'm just saying, like...
No, a lot of the Jersey girls, so Marge doesn't drink. No, Dolores, but I mean, heavily, doesn't drink.
But they're not drinking as... They just don't want to. Like, I think there's, like... I think Bronwyn right now is struggling with wanting to drink, like she mentioned. So right. I'm saying, like, when you go to these parties and that's what's happening here, like, take yourself away from the equation because nobody's going to change for you. You have to change for yourself. And that means eliminating yourself from certain situations. And I just also want to say, too, is, like, when I was thinking about, too, she was saying, too, like, oh, I don't want my friends to not want to hang out with me because now I'm not drinking and, like, that's how I'm losing. But I'm like, you're also being a shitty person. And so I don't think it's necessarily fair to put that blame on other people when I think it could just be your attitude towards things. And I think that just, like, take the time to focus on yourself. I don't think this show is it.
Right.
That's all. And you know what? Now let's all turn ourselves back on to the news and see what's going on.
I think they're going to listen to this and we'll already know who the president is.
I don't think so. Unless you listen to this next week or a month from now, which... This will also be relevant.
It could still be counting, so.
Yeah, but Everybody have a great week. And you know what? I think something that we do should all be doing, and I need to do more of this myself, is just be kind. Okay. To people that we like, you know, not necessarily.
I don't think we can preach to be kind. We're judgy. Okay. Okay. We got to go. We got to go. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.